You've probably heard that the United States is currently grappling with a measles outbreak. The country has crossed 1,000 cases since April this year, far more than 285 cases it saw all of 2024.
Measles is an acute viral disease. It's caused by measles virus. It is arguably the most transmissible virus in the world. You know, for example, if one person has measles, then in, say, a school or something like that, 15 others will very quickly catch measles from this one person. And the 15 will then go on the bus to another 15 people, each of them, right? So you can see how fast measles cases can grow, and that's why the outbreaks have always been very explosive. Measles also cause some level of immune suppression. The immune suppression can also change our immune system's memory of what we have seen before. Right, it's almost as if the measles virus wiped clean the immune memory. So you have now to repeat all the vaccination all over again once you acquire measles. What led to the outbreak of measles in the US and many parts of the world is because the vaccination rate dropped below 95%. It is as simple as that. Because measles is so infectious, the only way to stop measles is to vaccinate the population. The part of the reason why the vaccination rate in the US have dropped is because of fake news that the MMR causes autism. That paper that first suggested that has been retracted. Turned out that there's a lot of fraudulent data.
So where does that leave Singapore? And what measures are in place to keep measles from infecting our community?
More than 90% in Singapore would have received two doses of the MMR vaccine. Right? More than 95% have gotten at least one dose. Now in Singapore, children between the age of 12 to 15 months would have received both doses of MMR vaccine. We won't get an outbreak because of the high vaccination rate.